This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields in the spring, the turn from green to that harvest honey. What up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet with handshake of money? Here's to the farmer's wife that loves him every night, raising a son, raising a daughter. They gather around the table, send it up to the father. Somehow they get closer when times
get harder. The American Family Farmer. On the air with more hay and pasture conversation, or maybe not. Maybe there'll be some other things that come up here. I usually start the hour by talking about the news, things that are affecting farmers around the country, American family farmers especially. I'm Doug Steffen, by the way, an American family farmer, an original. Some say we all are original in our own ways, but we team up here together to talk about what's going on state by state across the country in terms of the family farms and family farmers. I was reminded by someone, I got a lot of input here, and I'm thankful for that. Thank you for being in touch on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, S-T-E-P-H-A-N. And later in the hour, we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to me. Somebody sent me a note and wanted to know about my tractors and equipment on my farm. Eastley, which is E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com. You can go there. I'll talk about that later on in my comment section. Right now, the news focuses on the tariffs and the trade bills and all the things that people are talking about. How does it impact all of us, some of us, any of us? Well, it will affect, I think, a lot of the bigger, medium-sized farms, some of the smaller family farms. The wet conditions this year are something that people are talking about, too. And sort of the concern about the wet weather and the trade deals, putting them together, concerns continue for sure. There was a study I saw from the Center for Agricultural and Rural Development, comes out of Iowa State, showing the impact of trade disruption just in Iowa alone is $2 billion. Wow, that's a lot of dough. So when you go back to, many of us remember the farm crisis of the 80s when Reagan came into office. The farm crisis was caused by Jimmy Carter. That administration, if you will, cost of money was up, what, 17% interest on some loans that you borrowed. And how can farmers survive paying that kind of interest? Plus, the energy crisis, the decisions that were made were just completely wrong. And they certainly screwed over the farmers. As a matter of fact, if I'm served correctly by my memory, and maybe if I'm wrong, you will correct me. By the way, my email address is also easily found, doug@dougsteffen.com. The ethanol, the combining of ethanol into petroleum products, mostly gasoline and diesel, came out of the shortage of fuel that was available to farmers and in the marketplace in the 80s, and now there's a lot of controversy about how there have been votes three or four times on ethanol. It's good for the farm states, good for the growth of corn. Other ways you can make it besides using corn, but that's the most obvious and the one that's impacted the most. So that's why it is controversial because of what impact it may have on the environment. I don't think that that's really known yet. Anyway, when I go back, the farm crisis of the 80s came about because of the interest rates, record farm debt, and now we see the same sort of thing happening again, and the impact of the policies that are being played out in Washington by a bunch of New Yorkers who don't really have an affinity for agriculture. You know, say what you will about Trump. Maybe you voted for him because you thought he was going to help the farmer. I don't see him doing that. I don't see that they're even thinking about the family farmer in this administration very much. There's a lot of talk about maybe $12 billion in subsidies for farmers that are impacted by this. Now the number has been cut down to 11, and, you know, who knows. But back to this study from Iowa State. Hey, look at the soybean industry, for example, losing $800 million. Corn industry, $500 million. Hog industry, $900 million. Ethanol production, losing $150 million. So that has the impact on the economy of a state like Iowa is huge. And how many more farmers going out of business? I just looked at the auction section of my local farm paper that I go to every week for information about what's going on in New England farms called Country Folks. Maybe some of you listening read that paper. There are a lot of others that I look at, the American Agricultural List. Actually, if you belong to the National Farmers Union, there's great information there about what's going on more on the family farm. For example, one of the things that they are investigating this week at the NFU is drug addiction on the farm. So these problems that we're talking about, all these Iowa farmers, people who are facing bankruptcy, they don't know anything in their life except farming. And when it fails, a lot of times, especially if it's a younger group, they turn to drug addiction. So the opioid problem is 50% worse on the farm than it was 10 years ago. And the number of suicides on the farm, 64%, up 64% in 10 years. In the past 5 years. That was those numbers are 5-year increases, not 10. Makes it even worse, doesn't it? So the opioid problem is 50% higher now than it was 5 years ago among farmers. And the suicide rate among farmers in the past 5 years is up 64%. That has got to tell us something. People, what's the matter with our country? We don't understand the food supply, the food source. We got to have it. And we're not supporting the family farmer. We're not supporting agriculture. It's bad. So let's see if we can't focus on this a little bit more and support the family farmer a little bit more. I'm going to bring you into the world of a lady who has successfully done something in a small town in Pennsylvania that is a great example of how you can expand in your farm to succeed. That's what really we do. A lot of our time in the American Family Farmer is spent bringing you stories from people who have done a good job helping their farm survive with creative enterprises. So we'll get to yet another one of those creative enterprises in just a matter of moments. First, though, I want to help you. As much as I'm talking about your worrying and your being in a bad place, let me talk to you for a moment about MyPillow, a great way for you. It's an awesome pillow. Great night for you to get the best night's rest. It's a game changer. This is a quality company, quality product. This is a Midwestern guy, Mike Lindell from Minnesota, who was an engineer and he didn't like the pillow that he was sleeping on and he couldn't find one that he liked, so he made his own pillow. And then he made it for the rest of the people in his family, and then people, he was talking about what he was doing in his garage with some friends. I said, hey, make me a pillow. Let's see. And so it just grew from there to being the best pillow in the country. A lot of people, I'm a good example of this. I've had a lot of expensive pillows. I find that pillow is the most important thing. Mattresses, I don't skimp on mattresses, pillows, any of that stuff. These pillows, these my pillows hold their form, maintain support all night, every night. So help yourself to savings. Get two my pillows for the price of one. Enjoy the most comfortable pillows made in the world. Go to mypillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. That's DJV. So you can take advantage of these special offers. 50% off pretty much everything in that virtual store at mypillow.com.
Credit products are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
How did I get into credit card debt? A trip to the emergency room.
Car repairs.
Moving expenses?
There's a million ways to get into credit card debt, but one sure way to start getting out. Avant. Avant offers access to online unsecured loans from $2,000 to $35,000 at competitive rates and no extra charges for paying back early. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. The application takes minutes, and if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time Monday through Friday, funds are deposited as soon as the next business day. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your loan options and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 4646 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 4646. Avant.com, code 4646.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $100 on the Epson EcoTank 4750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $50 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 10/20/18.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
The American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Shayna Amsterdam joining us, the owner and baker at Talking Breads. Already I'm intrigued, very clever. So tell us your story, Shayna. Your husband and you bought this farm 3 or 4 years ago in Pennsylvania. As I saw this, I was thinking what we did in my farm store, and I was selling raw milk and cheeses and ice cream. We always had something baking. Always had something cooking. And I find that that's the way a lot of people now are doing that because it makes good sense. It makes us feel hungrier. Much anything else.
It does.
Right?
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us your story, you and your husband.
So I guess I could start by saying I graduated college in 2006 and, you know, I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I got my degree in fine arts. So I knew I wanted to do something with my hands, but I decided to actually move out west as far away from Pennsylvania as I could get, and I ended up going to Eugene, Oregon, where I found a little job at a bakery there where they had a wood-fired oven, and the owner of the bakery had his own farm where he was, you know, growing some of the berries and fruits that they used in a lot of their stuff. So I just immediately fell in love with baking, and I don't know if, you know, many people know, but out west there is, the local food movement is way more popular out there than it is here. It's growing, which is great.
Yeah,
but,
yeah. Locavores out there, the farmers markets, the things that are, we pay attention to them on the East Coast, but they're a daily part of one's life.
Oh, yeah.
On the West Coast in California, especially Oregon, Washington.
You can get to a farmer's market at, you know, any day of the week. Everybody rides their bikes everywhere. The way of life is just completely different out there. So I naturally started becoming more interested in agriculture, and food movement. So at that point, I decided I wanted to start working on some farms to kind of learn the agricultural part of, you know, where our food comes from. So at that point, I decided to do, I'm sure you've heard of wolfing, willing workers on organic farms.
Yes.
So I traveled to a couple different states and volunteered on different farms to learn how to grow vegetables and that sort of thing. But, you know, I'm originally from Pennsylvania, so I knew I wanted to come back here at some point in my life. And then I decided once I wanted to build my own business, this would be the best place to do it because there's not as much competition. So I started going to farmers markets in Pennsylvania, selling vegetables, and then I realized the market was lacking good bread. So luckily I was skilled in that trade, and I decided to start bringing bread to market, and then it just, you know, eventually turned into...
Sort of blew up from there. All right. Hold that thought. Shayna Amsterdam on being an owner and a baker. 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. We are introducing you to Shana Amsterdam, who along with her husband have set up a wonderful bakery called Talking Bread. She's given us her history. We're talking a little bit about the things that are important when you are doing this sort of thing, this baking. So is your husband a farmer? You're at farmers markets. I know that. We're talking about the West Coast, the East Coast. You're located actually where? Where? In Pennsylvania. Where's Shermandale?
Shermandale. It's in Perry County. We're about
30 minutes northwest of Harrisburg.
All right. That's a great farm. Yeah. That's a great farm area. All right. But anyway, you learned how to do this on the West Coast and have brought it back here. So tell us about your farm and then the introduction of the bread and the other baked goods to your farm. I guess I'm assuming because you have a commercial kitchen on the farm that you're selling other things. You have sort of a farm store, do you?
Not right now. I'm actually working on that. So basically, yeah, my husband and I together, when I met him, he was working on a meat farm where he raised pastured pigs and poultry. So together we kind of wanted to figure out how we could incorporate both of our passions of farming and baking.
Let me ask you, I'm going to ask you a personal question because this comes up all the time in my circle of friends. How do you meet people of like interest? Like in your case, you and your husband are interested in the same sort of thing. And then they'll say, well, you know, there are all of these dating sites that are for people of like interests. And so when I hear people tell a story like you, I wonder whether it's working together. Because this is a very specialized area. It's not like find people like this on every corner.
Well, I just say that's all pure luck. Really.
Luck.
I mean, I didn't really even think that I would ever meet my partner, but he actually was working at a farm a mile down the road from me, and one of the people that worked with him, there was a girl living with me who was dating another guy that was working on that farm. We got together for dinner one night, and the rest is history.
Okay, that's a sweet story. That's a good story.
We work well together, and it's been a good journey.
Yeah. All right, so what else is, then we bring ourselves to your farm, the farm story. One of the reasons, there are several reasons I want to tell stories like this. The fact that younger people are getting into farming or staying into farming, when we hear the stories, you may have heard me talking before you went on the air about the problems the older farms and farmers are having, just paying their bills. So it doesn't look attractive to a lot of younger people. Why did it look attractive to you? It's refreshing. It's good to have you bring the new blood in. But how did you figure you could make a go of it?
Oh, I don't know. I think I've always been kind of driven. Well, I knew that it was always going to be really hard work. But, you know, if you love what you do, then you figure out a way to do it. And, it's, you know, local food has always been important to us. And it's a risk, but we just figured we needed to be creative and figure out how exactly we could be a successful farm. And that doesn't mean, you know, just growing wheat and selling the berries. You have to turn it into a value-added product. And, you know, luckily I was a trained baker, so, you know, we just figured out how to make it all work together.
Yeah. So what else do you have on the... What else do you have on your farm? You got 45 acres in this county in Pennsylvania. What else do you have on the farm?
So my husband's in charge of raising the meat chickens. So we do pasture chickens. We raise laying hens for eggs. And we were doing pigs until this last year. We took a break from them because we had a baby. So we had
to, congratulations. Good.
Thank you.
Sweet.
But, so the goal is that we rotate the chickens through the pastures, and then, you know, their poop fertilizes the land. And then in the fall, we plant the wheat, and then we harvest the wheat, put a cover crop on, feed the chickens, butcher the chickens. So we're trying to make it a full circle.
All right, hold on a second. We'll spend some more time making that circle. Shayna Amsterdam on with Doug Steffen on the American Family Farm.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Now it's time for us to sort of re-examine or continue our examination of what's going on in a small farm near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. The lady who's in charge of baking, Shana Amsterdam, she and her husband actually have a lot of things that are going on the farm. I find it hard to envision wheat. I don't know why it is in me. When I think of wheat, I think of hundreds or thousands of acres of wheat. The rolling flatlands of Montana or Nebraska or even Saskatchewan and Alberta. I don't think of Pennsylvania. I don't think of Pennsylvania. How hard is it to grow wheat there? Is it like any other green crop?
It's very difficult.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. What are the things that you have to deal with in order to grow the wheat for your baking?
Well, so there's different varieties of wheat, and the best variety of wheat for bread is a hard red wheat, which is a spring wheat instead of a winter wheat, which just doesn't really grow well around here. It grows better, you know, in the Midwest.
Right.
So we've been working with another local farmer in the area who has been growing an older variety called Pennelweek. And we're not necessarily sure if it's a hard wheat or a soft wheat or what it is. He's just been growing it for, I think he said, 30 years now. And it's what we've been trying to grow up here because it's been adapting a little better.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, at this point, we've gotten a couple successful crops, but the yield is so small and the investment is a lot. So, you know, we're still trying to figure out, is there a better variety? You know, what can we do?
Well, I would think, you know, even harvesting, Shana, would be a problem because of the equipment that's required.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought there's a lot of it in Pennsylvania.
Well, a lot of farmers do grow spring wheat and soft wheat. So there are, luckily we have a neighbor that has a combine, He's the one that comes in, because we're not going to invest in the equipment until we know, you know,
right,
financial sustainable. So he comes in and he'll, you know, we would plow, and then he'd come in and disc and seed, you know, seed it, and then he would come in and harvest it. But, you know, if he wasn't around, we don't really know if we can justify buying our own combine at this point.
Yeah.
So the growing wheat has been an experiment for the last couple years, and we want to continue to figure out how to do it. If not wheat, then rye, because we do use a lot of rye flour as well, and that does seem to grow better around here. So it's just been a learning process. So we just want to, for now, focus on what else we can incorporate into our products that are, you know, from our farm, if not our farm, other local farmers in the area.
Yeah, let's pursue that a little bit, because what you're doing is a good example, not just for people who have a smaller farm doing the things you are, but the group of farmers, local farmers. This is a very wonderful farm area in Pennsylvania, and because there is so much pressure, bad government decisions, big guys trying to put you out of business, that sort of thing, but I'm sure that people are learning that your farming practices are such that they would prefer to get their food from you. Is everything we use the term organic, and sometimes the government has, I think, done a lot of harm to terms like organic, but I think I wonder how it applies in the stuff that you are making, growing, selling. What are people, are they coming to you and saying, we want organic breads?
Well, it's interesting. We get a lot of different requests. Some are more interested in the fact that it's local. Some are more interested in the fact that it's organic. Some are, you know, want only ancient variety grains, which, I mean, for our business, it's just not, we just can't offer only that. To us, the most important is getting it local and whoever we get it from knowing what their farming practices are. They don't necessarily need to be certified organic, but, you know, we prefer farmers that aren't spraying or spraying the least amount possible. And if we can't, I mean, we do buy in some of our flour. Whatever we buy in, we usually get certified organic just to be sure that, you know, it hasn't been sprayed.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. And people need to visualize that. I always reference this program as being for family farmers and family farm businesses and the locavores who use our product. I think more and more people have that image in their mind of the spray that gets used. And it may be the only way that some people can survive, because the land is so played out in some circumstances that the things that are growing there, the things that have been around that have bothered, simple things like corn borers and stuff that's in the soil, it gets there and it stays there, and it's almost impossible to get it out. And you don't even know where it comes from, like potato beetles and things. Where did that stuff come from? How do they, how does it show up? Yeah.
And when you have a large plot of land that's planted with something that, you know, you could save by spraying it once, it's kind of hard to sit back and just let it die, and you lose your entire crop because you didn't.
I
go back and so we understand, you know, we support organic as much as possible, but we do understand the importance of technology. And
have you had to borrow money?
Oh yeah.
And how easy or hard was that for you to do?
It was just a lot of paperwork. We got our loan through farm service agencies, which is a USDA program.
FSA,
And, you know, so it was very time consuming. The process of purchasing real estate is a little backwards with them. So, you know, we were lucky enough to find a vacant piece of land that the people didn't need to get rid of right away. So they were kind of willing to work with us on, you know, the different contingencies and financing and everything we needed to go through to get it. So it was scary, but you have to be confident and you have to take the risk, and you know, so far.
Okay. So I'm a gluten-free guy. I have horrible allergy to gluten, and it's getting worse as I get older, to the point where I can't even have a good pumpkin donut. I can't find a good pumpkin flavored donut this time of year. So what do you do when it comes to those grains, or how do you make things? I've never understood the gluten-free thing seems to apply to lots of different stuff, not just breads and pastries and things. So how do you find gluten-free sources?
Well, I don't know. That's a whole different business. I mean, our bakery is just infested with gluten, and we love our gluten. And unfortunately, when we have customers that ask for gluten-free, we're not the right facility, you know, to create those things, just because, you know, the flour's in the air, so it could contaminate anything that we did try to possibly make gluten-free.
Yeah.
So I know there is one bakery called, and they're called Amaranth Bakery. They're based out of Lancaster. They're 100% gluten-free, and they have pretty good products from what I understand. My husband and I don't eat gluten-free.
No. I mean, you're fortunate if you don't have to. I don't necessarily want to. Yeah. I do it because I have to, because I don't want to have the indigestion and things that go with it, and so do others who would prefer to have, it's like non-dairy ice cream. There's nothing worse than non-dairy ice cream.
Have you tried breads that are slow fermented or from stone milled flours, anything like that? Because, you know, the process of making bread, I think, at least from what I believe, is what it might possibly be affecting people's digestive systems, because most bread that's made today is, you know, it's a very quick process, whereas bread is naturally fermented if you do it the proper way.
No, I've not heard of it. I've not even heard of that. I'm a cow guy, so I'm not one who gets into the understanding of what's on the produce side of things, and I didn't. Yeah. I guess that's why I asked you, because it is something that is on my mind, and then the more you talk about it, it's kind of like you buy a red car, and every car you see going down the street is a red car. So,
yeah.
You know, I have a gluten-free, I have an allergy, and so I talk about it, and this is very instructive. I'm going to have you pull this. Pull up a little bit more information in just a moment. We're continuing our conversation. Shana Amsterdam is here to help us all out on the American Family Farmer, all about food and the farms, that sort of thing. Speaking of that and the organic pursuits that we like and we are supportive of, organic fruits and vegetables need to be in your diet every day. But I know, and you know, that you're not eating enough of the right fruits and vegetables. Just not. I know you're not. So here's a way to get the best USDA organic vine-ripened fruits and vegetables, 55 of them, into your system every day. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. That's it. I'll repeat the name. Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Switching to an organic diet, reducing your pesticide intake by 90% is the way for you to live a healthy, happy, natural life. And this is a health, anti-aging, rejuvenating superfood. Here's a story of a fellow who's 84 years old, looks like he's 54 years old, and he attributes it to making sure that everything that he eats is organic. And that's why this Texas superfood thing has struck a bell or a chord with so many people. Your grandmother says, "You don't eat enough fruits and vegetables there, Freddie." Well, you can go back to your grandmother. As a matter of fact, maybe for Christmas you buy her a bottle of Texas Superfood Complete Organic. Comes in capsule form or powdered form. You will love the impact of this. So go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. Making this a part of your daily routine, nothing but sense, makes nothing but sense. And I know that every time I take the powdered form, put it in a drink of Texas Superfood, I'm getting all these 55 naturally grown raw fruits and vegetables. Check out all their products. Go to TexasSuperfood.com/Doug. That's TexasSuperfood.com/Doug.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The Power Swabs 5-Minute Challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. Dial 1-800-208-1797. If lines are busy, try again. Because the Power Swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive. It's not available in drugstores. Palace Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. Dial 1-800-208-1797.
We see it every day. They cut you off, and they tick you off. It's called road rage. But they're not mad at you. They're mad they overpaid on a used car because they didn't go to Carfax.com. Carfax has a better way. When you search used cars at Carfax.com, you get the most accurate price based on the Carfax report, so you never have to overpay on a used car again. Start your used car search today at Carfax.com.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Food for thought for those in the country and even people in the city. American Family Farmer Show and the American Family Farmer, a focus of my attention for a long, long time. I am finding things changing almost too quickly. It's amazing how seeds are changing, some of it for the good and some of it not so good. The brands are all being bought up by these big corporate, the agribusinesses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How do you know where to get your seed? I think that's a very difficult thing because you don't know what Monsanto owns and what Monsanto doesn't own in many circumstances. And if you bought from the same seed outfits like I have for years and years and years, ask the question, where are these seeds grown? Who's responsible for growing them? Are you interested in having things that are organic? Ask those questions from the seed dealer. Don't just take stuff unless you don't care. I think most of us now are beginning to care a lot. Which brings me around to thinking about another part of this conversation, thinking about seeds and stuff and what's organic and what's not. Fruit and vegetable farmers, more likely than those in the Midwest, fruit farmers, more likely than those in California and Northeast to give up federal organic certification because it is so difficult to maintain. The government is shooting themselves in the foot once again. I'm very big on organic, but the regs are so onerous that a lot of people are just decertifying, and that's counterproductive. The government should be taking the time and making the effort to make sure that the seeds and the things that we can use on the farm or organic. Make it easy for us, please, Mr. Government. Not so difficult. Don't forget, you can find good new information episodes every week in podcast form at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. The current podcast, Good News for American Family Farmers, about trade opportunities in England, Scotland, and Ireland because of the new trade deals. And then on the podcast, we have Lucille Benoit on, who's written a book about cows. It's a wonderful novel. She's been around cows like I have most of her life. I actually met her last weekend in an event here at my farm. She was very bright, and the book is called Combos. Like, hello, Combos! Combos, yeah, calling the cows. That's what it is. Fictionalized stories that she's written about dairies and farms. It's a cool book. It's a cool conversation. And so if you want to opine with me, do it. It's a regular weekly thing. AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, the podcast. A few more minutes here with Shana Amsterdam, her farm in Pennsylvania. So the whole business in 60 seconds, the bakery is the future of the farm, the local farm that wants to sell its products?
Bakeries I think having a commercial kitchen on your farm is the way to go these days because you can do so many if you get that license. I mean, it's a large investment, but it just makes sense in today's world to, you know, figure out what your niche is and go with it. But well, it's, you know, you involve making a value-added product. And
it's all about sustainability anyway today. It's a sustain, and it comes in different forms depending on your age and your acumen. So I guess that you've given us a lot to think about here. I don't guess. I know you have. Shana, good luck to you and your husband and your new child on your farm there in Pennsylvania. Shana Amsterdam here on the American Family Farmer.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
With a reference to his diesel tank, brings me around to thinking about the questions that I get from people who listen to the program or the podcast of the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. So I'm going to answer a question that I got a few weeks ago. You can always ring in to me on Twitter, at Doug Steffen, or Doug at DougSteffen.com. Somebody asked me, it's not the first time actually, anybody asked me to talk about my tractors and some of my equipment. So I'm going to talk about my tractors right after this.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there's no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
All right, so I have for long periods of time in my life suffered while trying to figure out how to fix things. Broken tractors and broken equipment and this sort of thing. And I've come across a couple of people in my life, somebody that works with me now, that helps me a lot take care of my tractors. I have a collection. I actually had, at one point in time, 30-some-odd tractors, a collection of older tractors. The first old tractor I had, well, I don't know if it's old, it still works, is a Ferguson. I put them together, the old Ferguson TO30 that I learned to drive on when I was 8 years old. That was the first tractor I ever owned, and I had it until things weren't so good on the farm, and I had to sell it. I had to sell my whole collection. But I remember the Ferguson, the first Massey Harris and Ferguson combined to make Massey Ferguson. And my first real tractor that I bought when I was 5 years old, it was a 1967 Massey Ferguson 180. Has a Perkins engine in it, about 53, 54 horsepower. And I now have four of them. I love them. They are the greatest tractors in so many ways. They're so efficient. They're good utility tractors. They run and run and run and run. That tractor I still have today, and it's worth more money now than I paid for it. When I bought it in 1960, I bought it in 72. It was 5 years old at an auction in New York. So I've had a growing interest because I grew up on Ferguson tractors and then Massey Ferguson tractors. I've had pretty much every model Massey Ferguson you can think of, including 180s. I had a 240. I've had 65s, the diesel 65s. I've had Massey Ferguson 50s. I've had a series of, besides the 180s, 1100s. I love the 1100. Great heavy-duty tractor. Now I have two of those. I've got an 1130. I've had a couple of 1150s. That are big, those huge V8 engines that were just way beyond what I needed power-wise, but they were cool tractors to have, just listening to them run. I have more modern Massey tractors, 4235, a 4245, a 4270. Those are great. They're all four-wheel drive tractors, and I have them with bucket loaders on them, and I use a hay grabber on one of them. The kind of products that have come out of Massey Ferguson have been just super over the years. Some people are loyal to John Deere. Some people are loyal. I don't know anybody actually who's loyal to Ford. But International, I've had my share of International tractors. But the ones that I like the best, the ones I feel closest to, I guess, are the Masseys, the ones I feel most comfortable on. And now they belong to a company called AGCO that produces other tractors as well and implements. I've had many of the big implements that I've had. I've had a new idea. I've had actually three new idea mowing machines. That's an AGCO product. I find the disc mowers to be the most practical for the fields that I have to get in on. So I'm talking about the history of my tractors and equipment a little bit here because somebody asked me to. Maybe it makes you feel good to know what I've got here. You can check it all out at EastleyFarm.com. This is the American Family Farmer.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.